Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, Thursday, July the 16th, 2026. 16 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. The month of July is just flying right on by. How about that? We're halfway through the month of July. Hard to believe already. Summer, where is it going? Is, I guess, what we would all say at this particular point. We've had many guests on this week discussing Monday night city council meeting in regard to flock cameras and where this is all going. We learned yesterday on the program in an appearance by at-large city councilman Aaron Rollins that legislation has been drafted to go to committee this coming Monday night to remove all of the flock cameras here in the city of Marion. Joining us this morning via telephone, I'm very glad to say, is a first-time visitor to this program, but hopefully not the last. Somebody who will shed some light on this particular subject. So glad to welcome to these microphones your current 3rd Ward City Councilman, Ralph Smith. Ralph, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, Scott. How are you?
Good. Good to talk with you. Ralph, Monday night, flock cameras became the conversation. It wasn't on the agenda. Thad Smith, 5th Ward City Councilman, kind of led that off with a prepared statement. Did you know this was coming on Monday night?
No, Scott. Had no clue that anything like this was going to be brought up. I don't guess anybody else did either, unless maybe there were some people that were privy to Thad's desires. But it did come as a surprise.
You know, it was very interesting because Thad read a prepared statement, and new city councilman Nathan Stevenson in the 4th Ward, he read a prepared statement. Obviously, they were prepared. What did you make of their prepared statements and their motions on Monday night?
Well, really, there's not a lot to make out of it. They have the right to express their opinion like everyone else, and being on city council, they can draft legislation. Obviously, they have discussed this before with, you know, common ideas and beliefs, and they felt that it needed to be brought up that time, so that's exactly what they did.
You know, Ralph, something that was interesting on Monday night is that a lot of people were counting the votes, and there was a motion Monday night to remove the flock cameras in the city of Marion, which the law director said could take place. And if you looked at the council Monday night, it seemed as if there were 4 votes, and you only need 5 to remove these things, that Nathan Stevenson, Thad Smith, Scott Kreider, and Aaron Rollins all looked as if they were going to vote to remove them. We weren't sure about some of the other council people. Do you believe if that vote had taken place Monday night that the cameras would have been removed?
Honestly, Scott, I have no idea. I don't know how the other council people think. All I know is how I feel about it. You know, the other ones probably have their own opinions, but I have no idea how they would vote.
Are you surprised that this is coming down to one vote? Are you surprised it's this close on these flock cameras?
No, I'm not really surprised at all. I do believe that, you know, this is a hot topic. It's a hot issue. And I believe that, you know, for every person who is in favor, there's probably somebody who's not in favor. You know, most of our elections are decided by, you know, 1% or less. Yeah, I expect a close vote. I expect it 5-4 either way.
A lot of people were listening on Monday night. Those meetings are streamed, the city council meetings, and you did have a few things to say on flock. After listening to other people's feelings from the audience, as well as other council people's feelings, today, what is your feeling on flock cameras?
It's the same as it was Monday night. I don't feel that flocks should be removed. I think they do more good than they do harm. I think they are a software, hardware-type item, and as such, they are subject to vandalism. They're subject to hacking, just like every other thing is subject to those same things. So I don't really see any bigger problem with the flock camera than I do a satellite keeping an eye on Russia or China or whoever. I don't see a problem with, you have hundreds, if not thousands, of drones privately owned that fly over properties every day. And they can record, I mean, they're astonishing as to how sharp and clarity they are. So, I don't feel any different from them than I did on Monday night. I think that they should be maintained. I think that they need to be controlled. And I think that's council's responsibility, is not to say, oh my gosh, something happened, let's get rid of them. But, okay, let's look at it. Let's see how we can control it and make it safer, but still maintain the ability to track down someone who has committed a crime, someone who has kidnapped, raped, robbed, stolen a vehicle, robbed a bank or whatever, and be able to track that individual. So we need more controls, not less cameras.
You know what's very interesting, Ralph, is that this is certainly not a conversation just going on in Marion. Earlier on this week in Columbus, we learned Channel 4 had a story that Columbus is going to hold public hearings in regard to flock cameras. So there is a lot of skepticism, even though the chief of police, and we all take him at his word, well, you know, most people do, that these are just license plate readers and that's all they're doing. But this seems to be going on all over the country. There seems to be a great skepticism about these cameras doing more than just reading license plates.
I agree, Scott. Flock creates a product, and just like every other company that has a product, they have different models. They'll create a model for whatever your desire is as a law enforcement agency. They've got models that pan and zoom and tilt and probably audio, I don't know for sure. But they offer those models for sale or for lease to whoever needs to access those. Fortunately for Marion, our police department and Marion County Sheriff's Department opted to go with a stationary point-focused camera that looks at the driver's rear of the car. It's pointed down at the road. It's not scanning the horizon for new faces or anything like that. As a matter of fact, taking pictures of rear license plates, they can't see the faces in those vehicles. Now, granted, there are some in the country that do. But we have chosen not to do that. And I commend our police department and our sheriff's office for not doing that. And I think, okay, if council wants to do something to ensure the safety and the privacy of the citizens of Marion, let's do something like create an ordinance to restrict the sheriff's office or the police department from buying pan, tilt, zooms. Let's do the stationary rear license plate camera, and that's it. Let's restrict them to that. Also, we need to make sure that there are strict controls on who accesses that. I understand right now that when a law officer wants to access it, they have to fill out a form, they have to give a case number, they have to justify the reason for accessing it, and it has to be something that's associated with a crime that supposedly took place. And so I think that's a good thing.
You know, Ralph, I talked to Nathan Stevenson on Monday night after the city council meeting, and he had said that short of removing the cameras, that he could be in favor of some legislation that would be on paper that would say that these cameras can only be used to access license plates. Would you be in favor of something like that?
Oh, without a doubt. That's their entire purpose, or at least that's my understanding of the entire purpose of flock cameras, is to photograph vehicles that can be accessed. The photographs can be accessed for 30 days by a police department with a justifiable reason, and to help solve crimes. You know, similar to the shooting. You know, we just had convictions Monday of the drive-by shooting that was helped to be resolved through the flock cameras. The kidnapping of the autistic boy last year, that was helped. And there's been many other cases of which, you know, if somebody gets a description of a car that does a drive-by shooting or a bank robbery or whatever, and they give that to the police department, they can go in to flock and say, okay, let's look for this vehicle or this license plate or whatever, and let's find out where they went. And it'll tell them the direction. They drove east on such and such, or west on Center Street, whatever. And that's the purpose. And I agree with that. And I would even sponsor legislation to restrict those things. Mm.
So you are in favor of some kind of legislation, not removing the flock cameras, but maybe putting some things on paper that would restrict the citizens' fears in regard to these cameras.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Scott, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Have you, and I'm sure I know I have, but have you ever received a notice from a credit card company or a business or something that says, 6 months ago we were hacked and 14 million users were accessed, and it revealed their usernames, their password, and their social security number, and we recommend that you change your password, go in and do this, that, and the next thing. Have you ever received anything like that?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, and I think everybody in the city of Marion, and probably everybody in the country, has received that type of a notification. But what do we do when we get that notification? Do we run out and say, let's close down that bank because they allowed a breach, or let's shut down Walmart because somebody accessed their cameras or their database? No, we don't. We insist that they control the access, that they beef up their security. And that's what we need to do with flock cameras, too. And any type of surveillance thing, it has to be very, very restricted. But there is a need for it, but we have to make sure that not everybody can access it, and not anyone can access it for the wrong reason.
You know, Ralph, I've talked to a lot of citizens about this, and what is interesting is, I can't speak for them, but it seems as if the distrust has been created by some high-profile cases here in Marion that have happened in which people feel they have been targeted. It seems to come from the fact that the city, or at council at least, was not informed that the flock cameras had been renewed. Even though the city doesn't have to pay anything for them, they weren't told by the administration in a public meeting in any formal way that they had been renewed. I think maybe that's where the distrust here is coming from.
Well, I agree, and I think that transparency is very, very important in city government and every government. We need to know what's going on, but we don't need to know everything that's going on. There are things that affect us, and those things, you know, we need to have an idea. Okay, you're going to do something. I just want to be aware of it. I know that you're going to do it, and if it's something that's going to cost us money, then council, you know, by every right, needs to be involved. And so, yeah, I agree that transparency is something that really... that really has to happen, and has on occasion not happened. And what we have to do, just like beefing up the security, we have to beef up the fact that every instance where transparency is needed, it's made available.
And Ralph, I think another issue here is the number of flock cameras in Marion. That for a city our size, this seems to be a quite a few cameras. Some within a city mile of each other, you know, two or three, sometimes four cameras. And I think that also is curious to people.
Right, I can understand that. I had no idea how many flock cameras there were within the county. I think there's 34 or something, but only five within the city, I believe. Mm-hmm. I may be wrong on that. That's just what I heard. I haven't asked anybody officially how many or where. But, you know, when you're asking for a grant and they give you the grant and they say, you know, more is better sometimes. Well, more is not always better. But strategically placed, they can help do wonders. And I guess what I don't want to see is that we go down to two flock cameras in the city, one on 95 and one on 309, and then, you know, people learn that. And so if I'm going to do a crime, I'm going to skip out 739 or out 4, you know, because there's no flock cameras there. I would rather have the flock cameras hidden from view so that nobody knows where they are. Because when, you know, driving down the street, it doesn't bother me at all, you know, to be photographed. I'm photographed 1,000 times a day, probably, driving down every street in Marion. But if I'm going to commit a crime or do something illegal, I don't want to be photographed.
You know, Ralph, it's very interesting. Earlier this week, the person who held your seat before you, Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber, he called in to speak about this, and he had said that when he was on council, when this first came about, that there was legislation voted on by council that these cameras had to be renewed by council when it came time to renew them. And it doesn't seem as if that happened. Do you think that council should have voted to renew these cameras, even though it wasn't going to cost the city anything?
Well, I think, Scott, that if, and I wasn't there at the time this came in, so I don't really know, but I believe that if there was an ordinance or a resolution that went through that said yes, that they would be reviewed yearly or whenever the grant came due, and that council would either approve or disapprove at that time, then that's correct. That should be done. You know, council makes the rules for the city. They're the legislative body of the city, and those laws need to be upheld.
Right. And I know there was something, certainly, in regard to reports being given. Have you ever seen a report in regard to flock cameras from the police department?
Yeah, there is a report that is generated monthly. I think Major Schaefer generates those reports, and it has a lot of information in there, and that's made available on the website.
Okay. Ralph, a couple more quick questions here. Now, we know that Thad Smith and Aaron Rollins, Aaron was on yesterday, have drafted legislation for Monday night city council meeting. Do we know if the council president has assigned this legislation to your committee at this particular point, legislation codes?
Yes, that will come to legislation codes. It will be my committee. We'll hear it Monday night along with the other legislation that's supposed to come up. You know, all I can say is if any of the citizens have an opinion on this, one way or the other, I want to hear every side of it. I want to hear those people who think it's not right, and I want to know why. And I want to hear those people who think it is right, and I want to know why there too. And council is representative of the people. We don't go in there with our minds made up that, hey, this is going to die. We go in there with the hope that we get a lot of citizen participation and not yelling and screaming and emotional. people come in there with their ideas. People come in there and say, you know, this is what I believe and this is why I believe it. And then they sit down and somebody else steps up and maybe gives the opposite view. I don't know. But we listen to those people, and that's what this country and this city runs on, is the fact that, you know, I represent people of the Third Ward, first of all. So I want to hear from Third Ward people as to how they feel about flock cameras, either for or against. And then after that, I represent the citizens of the Marion city, the entire city. So I want to hear everything that everybody has to say about it, but I don't want somebody yelling and screaming and calling me names in my ear. You know, that's not the way things get done.
Well, and that's interesting, Ralph, because you have received a lot of praise in meetings as of late, city council meetings, and on this program from callers who have said that they feel that you have maybe in some way changed in that you are listening to the people and you are representing the people. If people in the Third Ward showed up on Monday, or citizens in general, and gave good reasons as to why they feel the flock camera should be removed, is there a possibility, being a representation of that ward, that you could change your opinion on this vote?
Well, yeah, because I'm supposed to represent the people. But I have to tell you, Scott, that most of the people do not come to our meetings because of some of the stuff that goes on there. Most of the people will call me on the phone, or they'll talk to me on the street, or they will message me on Messenger or something like that and express their opinion that way. So if there's 50 people that come to the council meeting and 30 of them say they're against it and 20 say that they're for it, I may have another 50 people that have called me or emailed me or something to give me their opinion too. So it's not based strictly upon what happens at the meeting.
And I can certainly understand that. Now, there is a fear by sending this back to a committee, especially legislation and codes, because as you said, Monday night, you've expressed your opinion on flock cameras, that you feel they are necessary. Dan Clark, who is also on that committee, expressed his opinion, I believe, a couple times on Monday night, that he feels they're necessary. And Scott Kreider is the third person on that committee. I believe he didn't say a whole lot, but he did not seem to be in favor of keeping things the way they are. Now, whether that's adding restrictions or taking them down, I'm not sure. I haven't talked to Scott, but that seemed to be where it is. And a lot of people feel with this coming back to committee that it will never make it back to full council because of how you and Dan Clark feel on this issue and have already expressed. Do you feel, or would you give some kind of assurance that regardless of what happens, that this legislation will go back to council for a full vote?
Scott, without a doubt, I would say that this will go to full council. Number one, our council rules specifically state that we, as a committee, we have three options. We can pass it on to council with a recommendation to vote yes. We can pass it to council with a recommendation to vote no. And we can pass it to council with no recommendation at all. That's the only three options we have as a committee. That's one of the things that when I first came into council back in 2024, that I called them out on because they were tabling items in council or in committee. And our council rules say we can't do that. So, yeah, everything that comes through a committee is supposed to go to full council. The purpose of the committee is to refine it, to make it into a presentable, proper format, make sure that everything in there is ready to be voted on so that it can go to full council. And if full council then has their hearings on it, whether it goes one, two, or three readings, they will get it. Yes.
So at this point, you would guarantee at this point that this legislation will go back to council And there will be a provision in there to take down the flock cameras in the city of Marion. That will not be scratched from the legislation. And council, full council, will get to vote on that, which they did not get the chance to do that last Monday night.
I cannot guarantee that part of it, Scott, because I'm one of three members. And if the other two members make a motion to amend it, and one moves on it and one seconds on it, then it's going to be a 2-to-1 vote, one way or the other. And so I can't guarantee that it won't be amended in council, depending on what, you know, the input from the public and the other members of council. I seriously doubt that any one of the three members of my committee will want to gut this thing.
Well, let me ask you this, because a lot of people feel Scott Kreider definitely is not against sending this back to council. Would you ever second or vote for striking the part of the legislation to get rid of cameras altogether?
Well, Scott, like I said before, and when I gave you the data breach scenario with the bank or whoever, I think if there were some abuses, and I know that there were some in December of 25 where the flock cameras were not hacked, but they were accessed, and flock within 48 hours took care of that problem, and there's been some other things and they have addressed those problems too. They have the same issues, the same problems that even the city of Marion has. You know, we have to have security on all of our software systems all the time, and that still doesn't mean that we won't get hacked. But I strongly disagree with the fact that if we get hacked, we should disband the city of Marion, or disband Walmart, or disband, Fahey Bank, because they got hacked. That, to me, is a knee-jerk reaction and has no basis in common sense whatsoever. I would support changing the legislation to restrict the fact that we have stationary cameras focused on the license plates, no audio, no drones that's going to go over the city or anything like that. That's my suggestion, and I would vote for that if it was changed in council.
Well, and I think one of the reasons that this has become an issue is because when at-large Councilman Rollins was on the program yesterday, he said that if this legislation goes back to council, the way he and Thad have drafted it, which I believe is to get rid of the flock cameras altogether in Marion, he believes that it will have the 5 votes to pass full council if it does not get changed or stalled out in committee. And I think that's why this has become an issue, that if that provision is taken out of the legislation in committee to remove the flock cameras, that will never receive a full vote in front of council, which Aaron feels the votes are there to pass that legislation.
Well, all I can say, Scott, is that any changes to that legislation in committee will have to have 2 votes, at least 2 votes.
So
other than that, I can't promise anything else, right, honestly.
But just so we have this specific here, you it's a possibility that if a suggestion was made to strike that part of the legislation, you would not be against that, getting rid of flock cameras altogether?
No, I would not be against getting rid of, removing that part or rewarding it to restricting it. I'm not really sure. I don't want to say let's get rid of the flock cameras altogether and have nothing to replace that with. I would be in favor of saying, okay, let's not remove the cameras, but let's restrict the cameras.
Do you think in any way that's going to be one of those issues that upsets a lot of people, specifically somebody like Councilman Rollins, Councilman Stevenson, Councilman Smith, who have drafted this legislation to remove the cameras. And if that never makes it to council for a vote, which was Thad Smith's original motion last week, that a lot of people will feel that that never had its day in front of council.
I really can't speak for how people might feel about things. I know that when I draft legislation or when I support legislation, if it gets voted up, I'm happy. If it gets voted down, then I think that's the will of the people. And I would hope that every council member on Marion City Council is voting for their constituents and not themselves. Because, you know, if we're there voting for ourselves, then we're there for the wrong reason, and we shouldn't be there. So I would hope that they would go along with the majority. You know, we're a democratic republic, and they would go along with the majority of the people in this city.
A couple more quick questions about other issues here. One of the big topics in your committee has been decorum. I believe it's gotten 4 readings in committee now. And last time around, you voted not to send it on to council. You did not give the second. Dan Clark seems to be very adamant about sending this on to council. He wanted to send it on to council with a vote to approve. You are Mr. Kreider, would not second that. Do you think at this point the case has been made that we do have Robert's rules? They've been here for a long time. This is something else Councilman Rollins has said. And why do we need to change them? It's going to make things more cumbersome. Where do we stand on decorum?
Well, you know, it's kind of a hot topic because you kind of walk a tightrope on that. You know, the chairman of the committee and the president of council are charged with conducting the meeting in a way that they can get the business done and still give everybody the opportunity to voice their opinion. And I have no problem with that. I don't care, you know, if somebody is for or against, if they dislike me personally or whatever. We need to get the business of council accomplished. Some people think that if you limit them to 3 or 4 or 5 minutes or 10 even, that you're silencing their free speech. Well, I disagree with that. That's not silencing. That's just simply adding order to the chaos that can happen if you have, and I fully expect that this SWAT camera issue is going to be a hot issue, so there's going to be a lot of people there. And so I fully expect that we're going to have to possibly put a time limit on people. And that is up to the discretion of the committee chair or the president of council. There is no law in the state of Ohio or the United States, as a matter of fact, that says that we have to allow everybody to speak everything they want to say as long as they want to say it. So all of that is done at the discretion of the chair, and it's done at the discretion of Robert's Rules of Order, which is what we follow.
And right, and I think that's what the confusion has been here, that Robert's Rules has been followed on council for quite some time. It does seem to work when the chairperson or the president of council is enforcing it. So why put these new rules, decorum rules, in place and on the record? I think that's the question.
Right, and I can understand that. All I can say is that I do think that this issue is going to be handled this Monday night, and it will go to council, I hope. If we can get 2 votes to send it to council, I do believe that it will go to council this Monday night.
So at this point, will you be one of those votes to send it on decorum, to send it on to council?
Without a doubt, yes.
Okay. So the decorum rules will go on to council this Monday night if you can get a second on this. And I would guess that Dan Clark, who feels very passionately about this, would be the second in that. One final question here, Ralph. We're sitting here in Marion waiting to hear back from the state at this point in regard to our financial plan. A lot of people are confused on what is taking so long. This plan, I believe, was sent to the state back in April. Are you surprised we haven't heard anything back, or have you heard any rumblings in regard to this?
Well, I know, Scott, that there's a lot involved. I mean, a lot. There's some issues that date way back, and those issues need to be addressed. And I think that's probably what the auditor is waiting on, is to see if those issues are addressed. I know that we outlined a plan, and whether they're going to accept that plan or not, they're kind of keeping that close to their vest right now. But it's still up in the air. They could come back and say, hey, we're going to take you to fiscal emergency. And we'll come in, and we're going to send a crew up there, and we're going to run your city for you until you get it straightened out. You know, that's still a possibility. I don't know why the auditor of state is taking so long. I know they gave us a deadline. We met the deadline. They refused it the first time, so they gave us a second deadline, and we met that deadline, and now they're still debating. So I have no idea of what they're debating, why they're debating it, or how it's going to come out.
Well, and I think that's one of the confusing things, as you said, is that the first time the plan was sent down there, it was denied, but it was denied rather quickly, and I think that's why people are confused that over two months now into this second plan, there has been no word from the state, and I think the reason given by the mayor was people are on vacations.
That probably is a factor, yes.
Yeah. Ralph, one final question here today, and I appreciate the time. And correct me if I'm wrong about any of this, but I do believe when you first came to council in 2024 that you did not like the idea of legislation being amended in committee, that you thought that should have been done on full council. Was that your opinion at the time?
At the time, yes, and that's basically because I didn't really understand the rules of the committee. Since then, I have delved into it and gotten more experience, and I understand that the committee's purpose is to refine and amend and get a piece of legislation ready to go to full council.
So at this point, you've changed your mind on that because of experience on council?
Correct.
Okay. And so here we go Monday night, Ralph. So at this point, you will vote to send decorum on to city council. And as far as flock cameras goes, we'll have to see how that goes. But you would not be against an amendment, if brought forth, to eliminate the idea of eliminating the cameras, just to have that clear.
Correct. I would, but let me get something straight, Scott, is I don't want to just say don't eliminate the camera or go ahead and eliminate the cameras or don't eliminate the cameras. I do think we need controls. And so I would want to eliminate cameras with control of the cameras.
So is there a circumstance, before we part ways here, where you would leave that legislation as it is? That this should go on to council to eliminate the cameras altogether. Is there a chance that legislation, as drafted by Mr. Smith and Mr. Rollins, would make it to council?
If, like I said, I represent the people of Third Ward, and if the people of Third Ward come to me and say we don't want the cameras in the Marion City or in the Third Ward or wherever. Then I would have to follow the wishes of the people. That's what I'm here for. And, you know, regardless of how I feel personally about something, if I'm vastly outnumbered, then I'm going to go with my constituents.
Well, so then just to clear this up, so there would be a chance that you would vote to eliminate them if that's how your constituents felt?
Right.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
Okay. Well, Ralph, I appreciate you coming on the show. It's been the first time you've been on, but I hope you will come on in the future because I think people like to hear from their council people.
Well, hey, I think so too, and I thank you for inviting me, and it's been very enlightening.
Hey, thank you, Ralph.
Thank you.
Your Third Ward City Councilman, Ralph Smith, and we thank him for being on this morning. Well, I think that sheds a lot of light on where we are with this whole flock camera situation heading into Monday night's committee meetings. We now know that the flock camera legislation proposed by Mr. Rollins and Mr. Smith will go to Legislation and Codes, which is chaired by Mr. Ralph Smith. And at this point, he says he will represent what the Third Ward wants. Now, yesterday on the program, City Councilman-at-Large Aaron Rollins said that he believes if the legislation makes it to council to eliminate all flock cameras in the city of Marion, that it would have the 5 votes to pass. So it's a sticky situation, and Ralph has also said that he believes decorum will go on to full council for a vote after Monday night's meeting. But I guess there's a caveat there too as well. If enough people speak out against it, maybe it won't. So I guess this is really all dependent on people coming to the meeting on Monday night and voicing their concerns to this committee for or against decorum, for or against flock cameras at this point. Go ahead, caller.
I've got to get this in about his bank analogy and data breaches and everything else. Bank data breaches cannot get us put in jail. These breaches, the misuse of flock cameras have gotten people arrested. AI, these things have... I'm very surprised at some of the things that he said, but a data breach and the government being able to track our movement for 30 days, because that's how long the information in these systems are stored, the government being able to track our every move for 30 days is entirely different than a data breach at your bank. And that's why I keep my credit unlocked 24/7 unless I'm going to use it. That's a whole different story. On Center Street, from O'Reilly Auto Parts to Garfield Park, there are 4 flock cameras. He said there are 5 in the city. There are 4 on East Center Street. From O'Reilly Auto Parts to Garfield Park, there are 2 on the south side of the street. There are 2 on the north side of the street. One of them happens to be at the corner of Jefferson. You can stand on Jefferson at TJ Smokes and see the one at O'Reilly, and you're standing underneath one. When you drive up Jefferson, there is another one on Jefferson. You go to the bottom of the State Street overpass. It's Mark Street, George Street, right around in there. There's another one. There's one in front of the courthouse. There's one over in Bell Fountain Avenue. There's one on David Street. I mean, they're everywhere. And the fact that he thinks there's only 4 inside of the city, that's concerning.
Well, we only have a minute left this hour, and we'll continue to talk about this next hour. But I think, being a part of that interview, I think the analogy with the bank was... to the degree that he feels that putting things in legislation that these cameras can only be used to read license plates and not...
I know he wants to, you know, lots of cities have, I'm pretty sure we already have some legislation surrounding these and how they're supposed to be used. I'm pretty sure all of the cities that have put them in and where they've been misused and incorrect have these policies. I don't think anybody just threw them up without a policy. It's making sure the policies are followed, and who's policing the police is what it comes down to. And again, why do we have 4 flock cameras on Center Street? My GPS says that's a 4-minute drive. We have 4 cameras in 4 minutes.
Well, do we know what the policy is in Marion? Because if the policy does say something about only being used to read license plates, even if the police officers, police department, and I'm not saying that they do, but even if they would use them for another reason...
How would we know?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying I don't understand why the policy...
I mean, if they access it 100 times, are there 100 pieces of paper saying why they accessed it?
No, but what I'm saying...
Why
but why aren't we reading the legislation?
a very good point. And why does Marmot have cameras if it's not about surveillance?
Well, I'm not even sure.
What the Supreme Court said, the Supreme Court case said that came out, it had to do with cell phones, so it's going to apply to flat cameras before too long.
Well,
those cameras catching a crime, a moment in time that solves a crime is one thing. Being able to reconstruct somebody's life over 30 days is entirely different. And that's what those cameras can do.
Right, but if the legislation already has provisions.
Why haven't we read it? You're right.
Right, and if it is there, what has all the hubbub been about? Because legislation does override anything the police department would do anyway.
But who's policing the police? That's what, I'll come back to that. But, I'm very concerned with how little he knows about these things, and clearly it's going to be amended in committee.
Well, I don't know.
He all but said it.
But he also did say he's there to represent the Third Ward, and if the people of the Third Ward don't want it amended, he wouldn't amend it.
And he also said that he wanted all the people to come up there and talk and whatever, while he's also limiting the ability of people to come up there and talk.
We'll see where that. We got a break, but we got a whole another hour coming up to talk about this.
So
stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Because we want people's approval so badly, and we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But oh, villain!